The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN. Here's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at my name, Jong, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Miss the first hour. A lot of sports. Very sporty. Yeah, we'll mix it up a little bit here. But
just too sporty for a Tuesday. Yeah,
but let's do this just for Tracy. I'm going to go through the other bowls, and you tell me which one is actually more interesting than LSU-UCF.
Okay, well,
and plus, I want to look at the lines, too.
Okay.
So we'll double up that way, all right? North Texas, Utah State. Utah State -9, by the way.
No, I can't say it's more interesting than that.
Okay.
I tend to lean Utah State.
I do, too. Tulane, UL Lafayette. Tulane -3.5.
Not interesting at all.
that's a zero on the scale. Unless you live in...
In Louisiana, yeah. I don't know yet. I haven't handicapped that game well enough to even make a guess. I haven't looked at it.
There's just Fresno State -4.5 against Arizona State.
Fresno.
Yeah, I like Fresno a lot.
But, not a watchable game.
But no, not watchable. Eastern Michigan, Georgia Southern. Pick 'em. Yeah.
I'll take... What's the total?
48.
I'll take under.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Middle Tennessee State, +7 against App State.
Man, I would have liked to see... I think App State would have rolled them. Now their coach is out.
Yeah.
Pass.
But not watchable.
No.
UAB -1.5, Northern Illinois.
That game might be 1-10 wins the game. Not watchable. That's a zero on the watchability, but that's a strong underplay.
San Diego State -3 against Ohio. And granted, these are the crappy bowls, but don't they seem crappier than usual?
They are crappier than usual. My goodness. Yeah, I guess give me Ohio.
Marshall -2.5 against South Florida. Actually, I think Marshall may house South Florida.
I think Marshall may be the team there, too.
But not watchable.
No.
Florida International +6 against Toledo.
God.
In the Bahamas, by the way. It might be nice to see some scenery, but I mean, the game's not watchable.
The game's not watchable. I'll take the points.
Okay, so far, I'd still say LSU-UCF more interesting. BYU -12 against Western Michigan.
No, not interesting. I'll take Western Michigan.
Wake Forest +4.5 against Memphis.
I'll take Wake Forest, and that game is kind of watchable to me.
Yeah, but it's watchable, but I'm not going to watch it over LSU.
No.
So Houston Army, I'll watch because I have to.
Yeah, I'll watch that one anyway.
Plus three.
That's me versus you.
Yeah, you're going to win that one, too, just like you're winning the pool. Troy plus 2.5 against Buffalo.
Not watchable.
Buffalo's kind of fun, but no, not watchable. And then the Hawaii Bowl, Hawaii minus 2 against Louisiana Tech.
Not watchable.
Not watchable. Boston
give me La Tech.
Boston College, Boise State. Boston College plus 3.
Not watchable.
That's pretty. It's not getting any better, by the way.
What bowl is that?
That is the First Responder Bowl.
Where's that played?
At the Cotton Bowl.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to drive up there for that?
Nope. I really thought about it, and then I was like, no, I still don't want to do that.
Minnesota plus 4 against Georgia Tech in the Quick Lane Bowl.
Not watchable.
Yeah, not bettable either. Cheez-It Bowl. TCU and Cal. Pick them.
There's so much bad football.
I mean, this is awful. This really is one of
the only point of bowl season anymore is to bet.
Yeah.
Because none of these games are any good. None of these games are like, ooh, I can't wait to see how they match up against. It's just it's all
here's
stupid.
One I'm mildly interested in. Duke plus 3 against Temple, but very mild.
Yeah, very mild.
All right, so now we're theoretically into better games, right? The Pinstripe Bowl, Miami against Wisconsin.
No, I don't even want to watch that.
I don't either. Plus 3.5 on Wisconsin. Both those teams are hard to watch. Vanderbilt Baylor, that'll be a real.
That's going to be a bad game. I'm interested in it because I'm on Baylor.
And it's here. That's about it. Plus 4 Baylor. All right. Again, one of these. Okay, I finally found one that I think I might stack up with it. It's not this one, though. Auburn minus 4 against Purdue.
No.
It is this one. Syracuse plus 7 against West Virginia. Those teams are kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, that might be an interesting game.
Iowa State, Washington State. Plus 3.5 for Iowa State.
Iowa State plus 3.5 for sure.
Yeah.
Not watchable.
Though. Iowa State makes games unwatchable, too, the way they play.
And that's the perfect team to go against Washington State.
Yeah. So far, I still have LSU, UCF, and I have Syracuse, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Arkansas State minus 1 against Nevada. No.
Don't care.
Florida plus 7.5 against Michigan. Those are names.
Yeah.
But
I want to see how Michigan responds after getting dog stomped. But that, I have a feeling you talk about motivation. What motivation should they have? They thought they were going to be a playoff team, and they got housed by their rival.
Yeah. South Carolina minus 4 against Virginia.
No, I don't care about that.
All right. So we'd agree that the semifinals both more interesting.
Yeah. Although not significantly.
Because I think Clemson and Alabama are going to roll. Virginia Tech plus 6. Oh, in case you're curious about the numbers on that, it's Oklahoma plus 14.5, over 79.5.
Yeah, those are but that's about where I put both those. Yeah. That's about where I put both those numbers.
Notre Dame plus 11. Does that do anything for you? Tell you what, I kind of like the over 55 there. I know Clemson plays great defense.
They do. For Notre Dame to cover 11, Ian Book has to ball out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that one yet.
Wow. I guarantee you, none of these games are going to make it on the interesting list. Virginia Tech plus 6 against Cincinnati.
You already said Virginia Tech. That's all you need to say to be not interesting.
How about under 53.5?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh plus 6.5 against Stanford.
No, that's a horrible game. They're like picking the worst teams to put against each other. Two teams that have no offense.
Well, and I mean,
guys go ram into each other.
These are supposed to be the better games because they're at least Power 5 conferences. Michigan State plus 2.5 against Oregon.
I guess that's a little bit interesting, but watching Michigan State is like watching paint dry.
Yeah. And if Herbert doesn't play, then I'm out on it. Missouri minus 7.5 against Oklahoma State in the Liberty Bowl.
No, I don't care about that.
Northwestern plus 6.5 Utah.
Don't care about it.
NC State and Aggie, I'll watch. NC State plus 5.5.
I guess I'll watch it, but I'm not excited about it.
Mississippi State.
Not building my day around it.
Here's another one that all I have to say is the first team, and you'll say no. Iowa.
No.
Mississippi State minus 6.
No.
Kentucky's another one, plus 6 against Penn State.
No.
All right, and then we've got LSU Central Florida. I would say Washington plus 6.5, Ohio State. That game might be more interesting. Texas Georgia might be more interesting.
I don't know. Did you watch Washington Utah?
Yeah, that was pretty brutal.
That's tough to watch.
It was. I also watched, I watched both Washington Utahs.
Yeah.
That was ugly. Okay, so never mind.
Yeah, LSU Central Florida.
That might be it.
Texas Georgia, those are up there at the top.
And I mean, they should be because those are
the better games, but there's just no good games.
But my goodness, is it? It's not just me, right? I mean, this is a, there's a lot of crap.
Yep.
So, but I mean that.
Okay. The craziest part is we're trying to shoehorn four more of those teams into a playoff.
Yeah. So and okay, that was the Baton Rouge picker paper picking up a Sports Illustrated
okay
for future reference. So send me the Sports Illustrated article because if I see Baton Rouge, you know I'm gonna laugh at you. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And yeah, man, that's I used to get excited for bowl season.
Yeah.
It's
there's too many bowls now.
Well, I guess it'd be okay if there were some interesting matchups. And then people get mad at these kids for not wanting to play in these bowl games.
Right. Oh, I can't believe you don't want to go and suit up and you know, play against, you know, random Michigan State. You're not excited for that? You're not excited to suit up against Purdue?
Yeah. Squeezing a call real quick. Drew, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports, man.
Hey, let me just tell you, first of all, I can't believe you don't believe the Gasparilla Bowl is going to be the game to watch.
I don't know what the Gasparilla Bowl is. I really don't.
South Florida Marshall, man. Oh, okay. Come on. Yeah, that's real deal.
No, that's horrible.
Hey, listen, my feelings on the spring sports, you guys were talking about spring football and trying to bring that back. You know, we had one a while back. It was called the USFL. They tried the regional concept. That worked briefly until a guy named Donald Trump got involved. There's a great book called Football for a Buck by Perlman. Suggest you read it. It's awesome. It's funny. But it really does talk about behind the scenes how they tried to build a spring league with no intention of competing against the fall league. And they did it with regional players. And the difference, however, was some guys with money had guys versus guys without money. And you wound up with, like, the San Antonio Gunslingers with the worst uniforms in football and, you know, things like that. But it is a concept. It could work. Don't know what the market would really look like to support it. And if Vince McMahon tries more of that XFL he hate me stuff, you'll get about a full house for one or two games when people go to see what it is, kind of like a car wreck, and then it'll all fold after that. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I tend to think you're right. I think he's going to try a different approach this time, and he's a good businessman. Usually, yeah, you could figure it out. I watched the USFL when I was a little kid. That's why
I had gambler season tickets. And by the way, Jeff Perlman's book is really good, the one he mentioned. But yeah, I was very familiar with the USFL.
That's why I became a Jim Kelly or a Bills fan, because I cheered for Jim Kelly.
The one piece of memorabilia that my brother has that I'd really like to steal from him, he's got a gambler's helmet signed by Jim Kelly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I would like you to steal that from him and then give it to me for my birthday.
The other thing he has is, and I still think this was mine, I don't know how he wound up with it, but a signed hockey stick by all the original Arrows, including Gordie Howe, Mark Howe, and Marty Howe. Yeah. But yeah, he got that gambler's helmet, and when Jim Kelly was in town, he went in and got it signed, so... I still remember Dr. Jerry Argovitz running around the sideline, pumping his fist at everybody. It was the owner.
I remember it like it was...
You were two.
Yeah. Like a million years ago.
That's about what it was.
I can remember it now. All right. You know what else I can remember to tell you? Dirt-free carpet. These guys have it going on. Right now is the time. You want to jump in there. You want to get your carpets taken care of. Because Christmas is right around the corner. You're going to have family over. Probably judgmental family. And they're going to look at your floors and go, ooh. This guy doesn't clean his floors. Looks like hell in here. You can avoid all that by calling Dirt Free Carpet. They'll clean 3 rooms of tile or carpet clean for $100. And they're going to throw in a free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. They're not using soaps. They're not using unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for 30 years with the best technology in the game. Cleaning upholstery, floors, ornamental rugs, even your air ducts. They'll clean the inside of your car if you want, guys. 281 Dirt Free. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. Get 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. 281 Dirt Free. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Crawling out of the darkness. Scraping.
Hey, guys, got to tell you about my man, Lawyer Dave. If you're in an accident of any kind, and let's face it, you live in Houston or you live on going down I-10, you're going to be in an accident, whether it's car, 18-wheeler, industrial workplace, slip and fall. Lawyer Dave is a man to call. What's up, Dave?
What's up, Fred? What's up, Blitzers? Yep, it's me, Lawyer Dave, Houston-based, Texas-wide lawyer. If you get hurt, better dial Dave at 713-626-8900.
Let's just say I'm a Beaumont guy, and I got an accident over in Beaumont. Can you help me over there?
You bet I can, Fred. In fact, I've got a couple of longshoremen cases from the Golden Triangle that were helping a couple of men that got hurt while working on the docks. And it's a very interesting part of the world, and I actually love it over there. Good people, good juries, good judges, the whole bit.
Well, listen, man, I can't afford to go to a doctor. I can't afford to pay any money, and I just had this bad accident. What's going to happen here?
Fred, that happens to a lot of people. What happens is they call me or hit me up at lawyerdave.com, and we set them up with a doctor that they don't have to pay up front. That way they get all the treatment they need, whether from physical therapy to chiropractic to major surgeries. We've got all that set up for folks that don't have insurance or don't have out-of-pocket money, but they need the care. We'll help them out.
Yeah, and you don't charge for the consultation, right? You don't get paid unless they win.
That's correct. We all get paid together. If we win, we get paid. If we lose, you don't owe me a penny. And as far as consultations are concerned, you can call me about any legal question, and I'll be glad to answer it for you. And if it's not something I handle, I'll send you to somebody who can help you. And you can hit me up at my Twitter handle, which is Lawyer Dave Law, which, Fred, thank you very much for following up on that for me. We get a lot of activity on the Twitter site now.
Yeah, give them that number one more time, Dave.
It be 713-626-8900.
Better dial Dave.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Jerome Solomon's scheduled to join us at 5:30. Been a couple weeks. Be good to get him back. The name of that book he was referencing, Jeff Perlman wrote, Football for a Buck, The Crazy Rise and Crazier Demise of the USFL. I actually read it on a plane right after it came out on ebook. It's very good. It brought back a lot of memories about the USFL. And obviously, he had a lot of fun writing it, you could tell. He actually interviewed me for one of his books on Roger Clemens a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He does a lot of good sports stuff. Squeezing a call. Is that Mark?
Yeah, hello. This is Mark. How y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing sports, Mark. What's going on with you?
Hey, so I just listened to y'all's deal about the bowl games and the bowl matchups, and I just want to get your thought on possibly how to fix it. And I know it's all about the money. All these bowls make a lot of money, but a lot of these lesser schools that go to these bowls, they lose money by traveling their team and their band and putting them up and having to play in the bowl. So what about raising the bar to instead of having 6 wins to be bowl qualified? What are your thoughts about making it 7 or 8 wins to be bowl qualified?
I would love that, but that won't happen because there's too many crappy bowls that have sponsorships now. And
here's the other issue with that. I'd still rather see a 6-6, say, Texas Tech than a 7-5 Louisiana Lafayette.
That's true, too.
And that would be the – yeah, I think you should raise it, but then you're not going to have enough teams. There were a couple times where they've had 5-7 teams because they didn't have enough 6-6 teams. And, yeah, there's too many of them, but they're not going to go away. And, it's the conferences like to have tie-ins. It helps them with recruiting and things like that. So, I mean we're just kind of stuck with it. It's not going anywhere. Mott says the season's flown by. Surprisingly, Thursday, Sunday, and Monday Night Football has been interesting, which – kind of gets to Jong's point about star caliber players' health. Last year, man, it was like everybody went down. So many big names. Rodgers was out, obviously Watt, and from the Texans' perspective, they lost Watt, Merciless, and Watson. That's pretty bad, but we haven't really had that this year. So, and The Texans can just stay healthy for four more games.
That's it.
That's what you're hoping for.
Well, preferably like five or six more games.
Yeah, yeah. But it does seem like this season has flown by. I mean, college football's over pretty much.
It is.
And we're just down to three games in college football that matter. And I guess four. I guess Army-Navy. But that went by so fast, man. It just seems like a month ago. Well, it was a month ago. We were talking about all these possibilities and everything was interesting. And now it's gone. Now I'm depressed. Thank you for bringing me down. This really is. See, this is the part of the year. We still have NFL. And last year, this was just bleak as hell because the Texans were dead in the water with the injury. So 337 says, hey, I'm a Raging Cajuns alum. I'd rather watch the Cajuns than Texas Tech. Okay, except for Raging Cajun alums. Or how about I use... What's a team that snuck in that nobody cares about? Houston.
I was going to say, you can name them, but yeah. I mean, like around here, there might be some UL Lafayette fans and some Tulane fans, but there's teams that sneak in. Like, I mean, honestly, does anybody really want to watch BYU play?
No.
No. Nobody does.
But
I will say they did leave some 6-6 teams out this year. Like they could. I wish they would do that every year though. I wish there were, I think they're, if they just subtracted about seven bowl games, all the bowl games would get more interesting. And it'd be like, you know, it would be like you actually earned something, you know, when you get called to a bowl game, wow, look what you've done. You've actually accomplished something here.
But the reality is the accomplishment is different. So for Lafayette, bigger deal to go to a bowl game.
Yeah.
For Baylor this year, it's probably a big deal considering where they've been. You think it's a big deal for TCU to go 6-6 and get a bowl game?
No.
Probably shouldn't be, right? If it is, then I would say your standards have gone to hell.
I'm thinking back when I was a kid, when it was like really interesting to me, I'm looking this up. How many college bowl games were there? How many college bowl games do you think there were in 1990?
30.
How about 19?
Really? That seems like a good number to me.
That right?
Go back to 83. Tell me how many there were in 83, because that's when I was a senior in high school.
All right, let's see.
And I'm just curious.
1983 college football bowl games.
Because I don't remember there being a ton of them back then.
Hold on.
I could be wrong.
My Google machine is not working very quickly. 16.
Okay.
I mean, to me, that's a lot more interesting. That's a lot more interesting. So when you think about, here's the bowl games in 1990, Citrus Bowl, Cotton Bowl. And remember, a lot of these, just by the name of the bowl, it meant something. And I know they're sponsors now, and that's fine, but almost every bowl seemed like kind of important because you knew all these bowls by name. Citrus Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, Gator Bowl, Hall of Fame Bowl, Orange Bowl, Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Copper Bowl back then. That is old school.
Yeah.
The Sun Bowl, Freedom Bowl, Holiday Bowl, Peach Bowl, the All-American Bowl. This will take you back. The Blockbuster Bowl, Liberty Bowl, Aloha Bowl, Independence Bowl, California Bowl. That was it.
Yeah, even the Bluebonnet Bowl had died by then.
Bluebonnet Bowl was dead. But that's what we need. About 30 or 40 teams, the 40 best teams get to go to a bowl game. Everybody else,
the problem
get
is
better for next year.
It's really more about TV than it is revenue for anything else, so that they've got programming. Because most of these bowl games, nobody goes.
Yeah.
Even the big schools don't travel that well for games that don't mean anything to them. LSU will travel for a Fiesta Bowl, but you know, I for the most part, they're just for TV and gives people something to watch. This might be the first year, though, where I've always found some interesting matchups with teams that I kind of like. This may be the first year that I'm having a hard time finding anything.
So in 2000, 10 years later, there were 25 bowl games.
Okay. And we have, 32 now? 34?
I think so, something like that. No, well, there's more than that now. There were 35 in 2010.
Jeez.
And now there are 39. So there should be 30. There should be 40 games. Instead, they've got 40 bowls.
Yeah.
That's why nobody cares about these games anymore, except alums.
Yeah. Well, and again, it's different for each school. Okay, so Ohio State still cares about the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
But, you know, and obviously, I'm sure Texas fan is excited about getting to play in the Sugar Bowl. Like I said, I don't know if TCU's all excited about the Cheez-It Bowl.
Well, you're a UH alum. Are you excited for the, what is it, the Fort Worth Bowl or whatever they're playing in?
No. Well, it's the Armed Forces Bowl.
Armed Forces, yeah, okay.
But it's in four. Well, and it used to be, well, there was a time when UH never made a bowl when they finally got to play in one and then went up there and got waxed by Kansas.
Yeah.
We all went up there for it. It was kind of exciting. But I guess that was the second year because they made it to the Hawaii Bowl one year.
Oh, you didn't go out to that
one? No, did not go to that one. But, you know, back then it was fun, but you got a little better standards now, and you should have bigger standards. The Armed Forces Bowl is a disappointment. Should be. No offense to the Armed Forces.
Right.
I want to make that clear.
Just their bowl game.
Yeah, their bowl game is a disappointment. John, you would agree with that, right?
Oh, definitely.
And I'm not saying you got to get the Peach Bowl again, but, you know, at least, you know, at least getting your conference championship game.
Yeah.
That's all. Sad.
Bernardo says, how many Division I college teams were there in the 80s and 90s? I mean, I can look that up during the break. I don't think there's significantly more. There's definitely not double.
No, there's more, but it's not the percentage versus number of bowls is not anywhere near what.
That's another topic that I think should be discussed. I don't think all these football teams should be Division I. You know, I think there's some of these conferences. I mean, Conference USA or not Conference USA?
Sunbelt. Sunbelt.
Where's Rice playing these days?
Conference USA.
Yeah, Conference USA. Conference USA. The Big West. These conferences, if they didn't play D1 football, no one would be really upset about it, and it would actually give them a chance to win some games, to be a decently marketable program.
But you know what it wouldn't give them a chance to do?
TV contracts.
Well, TV contracts and go and get paid $1 million to get your ass kicked by a team so you can fund the rest of your season.
You could, Alabama will play a double A Division II school.
Yeah, but do you really think they would, if they all drop down, do you really think they'd still get opportunities to go play?
No, they wouldn't.
And that's what they need. I mean, Rice has to go play and get their ass kicked by LSU because they get paid a bunch of money for it, and that funds everything else.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe there's a lot of schools that shouldn't have football programs.
Well, that's a different conversation, and I agree with that.
All right, guys. Christmas is right around the corner, and this year, go with a win-win, something that's going to make her feel hot and could heat up your holiday as well. That's right. The super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts. Let's face it, it's hard to get her hot when she's freezing cold, and the hoodie footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas, and that head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all the hoodie footy styles, including mink chocolate, snow leopard, and many others at pajamagram.com. If you're not into hoodie footy, they've got something for you. You're looking for something sexy, they got it. You're looking for something, you want all your kids to have matching pajamas on Christmas morning, they got that. They got it all at Pajamagram. Best of all, you don't have to gift wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Go to pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Whose names are etched in Arlington stone?
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. No Jerome today. He's busy. Asking any chance Houston gets her would support an NHL franchise. I talked about that 4 o'clock hour, so go check that out. It says bowls are for gamblers. Listen, I'm a gambler. I don't even want to play some of these, but we shall see. There's 100-something teams, and 80 will be in a bowl game. Well, there's it. What is it? What's the official number of Division I teams?
120 something.
Because I know when I started in radio, it was 119. So, yeah.
130 now.
Yeah. That's not enough to have that many bowl games.
No.
So, oh, well, I just don't think it's ever, you know, it's one of those things that's just not going to get fixed.
No, it's going the wrong way. And I was telling you during the break, I looked up the 1995 Las Vegas Bowl that was listed as like kind of the lowest bowl in their order. It was 11-0-1 Toledo versus 9-3 Nevada. Like, so if you came from a garbage conference back then, you had to dominate that garbage conference. Like, if you're going, because I, this is where I stand. If you win six games in the Sun Belt, you're not worth watching anymore this year.
Yeah.
You win six games in Conference USA, I've seen enough of you, you know?
Well, I'll take this a step farther, and somebody texted this in. Texas doesn't deserve to be in a New Year's Six Bowl this year.
No.
So maybe you got too many of those.
But here's the other thing. Who of those teams that got left out does?
Well, that's my point. I don't know that there's anybody out there I'd pick over them, but they don't belong.
No.
Now you got too many of those bowls.
I mean, maybe Penn State you could argue for.
Maybe.
But I think with those, I mean, it comes down to how much money can you make us. That's the deal with those at-large bids. When they're not promised to a conference, the bowl gets to pick who they want. And it's like, okay, if they're somewhere in this range, you can have any of these teams. They're going to take the team that they think will bring in the most money.
Baylor Bear Joe said, Baylor filled up Reliant last time, probably will show well this time. I wouldn't be surprised. You guys should be excited about getting to a bowl game. Now, are you still going to be excited 3 years from now if you're in the same range of bowl?
Yeah.
And you do it three times. That's a problem. And I think you see a lot of that. You see teams that are always kind of locked into that tier. So we'll see, though. I think he's got that team going the right direction there. Kind of said, heard the Astros offered 5 years, 80-plus for Evaldi. What do you guys think? Seems reasonable to me.
Seems about right. Yeah. I don't know if that'll get it done. Yeah. I know the Yankees, when Patrick Corbin signed with the Nationals, the Yankees decided to focus their attention on Eovaldi, so they're known to money whip.
Yeah. But. Oh, they've been doing less of it. It's like they'll go for one big splash.
You're right.
But they're not just spending on everything anymore. But, yeah. Mott says, in the old days, there were only three major networks. Kids wanted to go to schools that were on TV. Now we have a million. Likely to see bowls increase. 5 years ago, I had to stream UH. This year, every game was on TV. Yeah, although when UH was in Conference USA, I don't really follow all these Conference USA teams, but I'm pretty sure you might have to stream some of those. But they've got a better TV deal with the AAC. They were on ABC Network three times this year.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good package that they're a part of. But you're right. I mean, there's so many, and part of that is ESPN has to fill its programming. Well, not everybody's going to get the SEC, and Fox has to fill its programming, and CBS Sports Network. So there you go. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, yeah, I mean, to me, in a perfect world, you get back to, since you have playoffs now especially, you wouldn't be New Year's Six.
Yeah.
But, oh well. I saw 538 just wrote a thing on whether or not the Texans are any good. I'll have to go read it. They really dive into statistics. So it says, team since 1966 that had winning streaks of at least 9 game with the lowest average win probability before each game. The Texans are 28.1%. The only one, well, there's two of them that are lower. The 99 Colts and the 84 Broncos. Basically saying they may have the most out-of-nowhere win streak in the Super Bowl era.
It's pretty impressive. Because, I mean, we talked about this, especially early on in this streak. Most of those wins that they had, they were, like, if you were to put win probability on them, they were below 50% chance to win. Like, so they were worse than coin flip wins. And it was like 4 in a row.
Well, you've got to get, if you're going to win 9 in a row, you got to get lucky, right?
Yeah.
And they did get lucky a couple times. But I'll have to go through and read this because, you know, it's kind of hard to, they use all kinds of numbers and stuff that I have no idea what they're talking about. So I have to actually dive into it. Austin said if they want to make money, they should have brought back Longhorns Aggies for a bowl game this year.
Yeah.
You know, that's you guys have to get over each other. It's over. It's like a divorce. It's time to move on. So, and 713 says, this is how I feel about the college football playoffs. You put more teams in, then it kills the fun. It'll dilute it. I know you've always said that. I mean, if you made it an 18 playoff, now we're talking about even more meaningless bowl games.
Yeah.
And, but at least you'd have two more meaningful games. There's that.
Yeah.
I guess there's arguments. There's good and bad people on both sides, AJ.
I guess so. There's too many college kids on both sides, yeah. So I know that.
Well, I've got several gems of the day to choose from.
All right. Pick the best one.
Including one that Jerome sent me.
Okay.
I've got a Florida man one.
Okay.
I've got a radio thing. And I've got some news on Ron Burgundy.
Ooh.
So
I was going to go with Jerome's, but I'm interested in Ron Burgundy.
I'll tell you what. We'll go with Jerome's, but why don't we just do a segment non-sports at 6 o'clock?
Sounds good.
And we'll go through a bunch of those. Pretty sure you got some non-sportsy stuff.
I've got some.
I know Jong does. Jong hasn't told us about Comcast yet. Which, yeah, I don't want to say anything, but I saw the tweet, so I was going to go to a story to set you up a little bit.
Now?
Not now. Not now.
Not now.
You were supposed to jump in right
now's
there.
Now's not the time.
I was trying to give you a free plug for Comicast, which is the greatest, basically, comic book movie, all kinds of stuff, TV podcast out there, done by our own Jong Lee. And, yeah. He just doesn't let me promote him. I don't know why. So, yeah, now
maybe he's not confident in this week's episode.
No, because we're up against it, and I didn't want to.
That's okay. Fine. We'll just talk about it when you have time, John. Right now, I will tell you about how to get some money. And holidays are here, and I know you're maybe getting kind of tight. Well, how about this? Try my friends at Lightstream. You can consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate, and you can save with Lightstream. I don't know what your credit card balances are, but the average rate's about 19% APR. How about this? Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% with AutoPay. And you can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 up to $100,000. Even get your money as soon as the day you apply. It's 100% online, no fees. They really believe that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate. And the cool thing about this is, depending on how much you have on those cards, you could save hundreds to thousands of dollars. And how about this? Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information. Wonder why I ever won the war when Nestor made a fall.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. We want to tell you about GiftingMap.com, your one-stop shop for holiday presents, featuring everything from home decor to jewelry to luggage and briefcases to cufflinks. It's a great collection of brands and items to discover. Plus, you can enter to win a $500 gift card to the site. And $100 each for three of your friends. Check it all out on giftingmap.com. Try to take care of you and your friends here at Gal Media. And Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis at 7 o'clock tonight with Carl Dukes. Psh, psh, psh. Yeah. So he's going to be on to talk about the MLS game in Atlanta. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I was a little skeptical of this story because it kind of reads like a weird porno gone wrong. But Jerome sent it to me, so I'm trusting it that it's been vetted. We go to Monroe, Louisiana, where a local landscaper was charged with voyeurism.
Yeah.
52-year-old Robert Somley was arrested after a 48-year-old female associate complained that he had secretly taken video of her while the two of them were on a break from a job at a local home. Sounds kind of, you know, relatively tame, right? They had been loading wood into a trailer when Somley said he needed to take a break. After about 20 minutes, the woman went looking for him and found him in the home, standing there naked, watching pornography on a laptop. Okay, now it's getting more interesting. When the woman questioned what he was doing, police said he responded that he needed to relieve himself before continuing work. Woman then left and went back to loading wood on the trailer, but after a short while decided that she too needed a break. When she went back into the home this time, she found Somley naked and dribbling maple syrup on his body. This is where it gets weird.
No, oh, now it's getting weird?
Yeah.
Okay.
Police.
I wasn't ready. Now it's going to get weird.
Police said the woman confessed that this site was a turn-on for her, and she
got her.
She demanded to be allowed to participate.
Okay.
Do you demand that?
Yeah.
This story.
Women can make demands.
This story has to be fake. In addition to the syrup, police said the couple engaged in foreplay with blueberry jelly.
Mm.
All the while, here's where it gets even weirder.
This is why I don't believe this story. Who has blueberry jelly in their house?
Well,
I mean, that's a specialty item.
Well, maple.
A lot of people have strawberry or grape or blueberry, even like a blackberry jam. But blueberry jelly? There's no store brand. Like, you can't get the HEB brand of blue. You got to go to Whole Foods or Central Market.
This has got to be fake.
But, yeah.
They engaged in foreplay with blueberry jelly.
Allegedly.
Here's where it gets really weird. He was taking a video of it the whole time.
Post a video, Fred, on your Twitter.
When the woman found out there was video, she demanded he delete it, but he refused.
He complained to the police
that he had taken videos without her permission, then refused to delete them.
Hell yes, he did.
They later seized his cell phone with a search warrant. They found extensive video of the woman. He was released after posting a $50,000 bond. Yeah, this is... weird story. Like it,
don't love it.
It just feels a little fake to me. It's kind of written, because especially the way it's written, where it's just like, and here's another thing that makes it even better, and here's another thing.
Yeah.
So, Dustin said, Texans activated Foreman. How long do you think we see him on the field? I think we'll hear more about that later in the week. 409 says, if the Longhorns hold Georgia under 21 and win by 10, will the Big 12 get any respect? No one's going to. Yeah, what'll happen is, like, Big 12 people will say, oh, look, we weren't that bad. Georgia doesn't care about that game. I'll bet Texas in it.
I think I will, too, just because they're going to be more excited, and Tom Herman is an underdog.
Yeah.
Like, one loss ever, and it was last week.
But it just doesn't mean that, you know.
Georgia doesn't care.
Yeah. How does one become one of the people who you reference on the show? Look, I owe you Mike, the weatherman, et cetera. You just got to contribute.
Yeah, you got to make our job easier.
Yeah, if you do that, come up with some good stuff, we're ready to participate.
Yeah.
I'm at 29%. I don't think I'm going to
make it. We mentioned Lamont because Lamont wrote an article that said we were the best show in the city. So we mentioned his name. If everyone would do that, then, I mean, we always tell people, tell your friends. Lamont tells his friends. So if you start telling your friends about the show publicly,
and they tell two friends.
They tell some friends. And then they tell some friends.
And so on.
Right.
And so on.
Yeah. Eventually, someone really famous and powerful is going to get the message. And they're going to buy Fred and I out of here. And we're going to make big money somewhere. Big bucks. Greenberg bucks.
It sounds like our show's a pyramid scheme.
That's exactly what our show is.
Why'd you tell them that?
I don't know.
Mm. Yeah. That's Baylor Bear Joe says you got to put in the work if you want to be mentioned. That's it. And have some good content. That's always helpful. Content like having us as
right.
the top show is good content.
That's the best content.
Yeah, that's
the best.
It's tremendous. You know, if you have us 10th out of 10, you're probably not going to make it.
Yeah.
But to be fair, OU Mike does more with the other shows. We have him on occasionally, but he's pretty much got his fingers in every show in the station. Yeah. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN says, was it their house or were they using a client's house? Apparently, it was a client's house. So,
21 says, I'm excited about UCF, LSU. I think LSU will not pull an Auburn. I agree with you on that. I think they're going to show up to play, but you're right. They can't really win anything from this. If they win, it's going to be, oh, well, we didn't have our quarterback. But I think that game does mean something to LSU, and I think they will give them everything they want. You see the Rockets just wave Daniel House?
Could wave the whole damn team.
Jeez.
At what point does it become embarrassing that they thought that this team was going to be as good as last year?
I think that started with the first game.
I mean, this is a... I mean, I guess now the goal... Would you say the goal's been adjusted to now, like, making the playoffs is the goal?
I saw something that Chris Paul said today about, I'll still like our chances that...
At beating the Warriors?
No, that some team's not going to be able to beat us 4 out of 7. I can't remember the exact quote, but I saw it on... When I was in the gym, they had it up on the screen, and it's kind of like, dude, you're assuming you're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, that just seems like a really bold feeling. I don't know. I don't know why you would feel invincible to that. They've lost 5 of their last 6. So I think, yeah, a playoff team can beat them 4 out of 7. If the Pistons, Cavaliers, Wizards, Mavericks, and Timberwolves can beat you 5 out of your last 7 games, I think that a playoff team could beat you 4 out of 7. I'm not great at math, but 5 out of 7 seems even more difficult than 4 out of 7.
This is the exact quote. He said, I'm still not concerned. Somebody's got to beat us 4 out of 7 games. I don't see that happening.
Oh, well, when he says us, he's like, so even dumber than projecting that they're going to make the playoffs, he's projecting that if they do make the playoffs, he'll be healthy and be there. That's highly unlikely. He ain't playing in 7 games, playoff games. Come on. Come on, Chris. You know better. Be real about what you're doing.
This one guy says, every time SEC team loses a bowl game, quote, they didn't care. It's not every time.
No.
No, but there are, like, last year, what was Auburn's motivation?
Well, what's Auburn's motivation this year?
Well, yeah, that's another one. I'll probably play against them.
But, yeah, but think about, I mean, what's Georgia's motivation this year? They thought they were a playoff team. They're not. LSU, everybody crapped on LSU all offseason, saying that Orgeron was going to get fired halfway through the season. They ended up having a way better year than anyone expected. I think they're excited to be in the bowl game that they're in. You know what I mean? So it's easy to gauge. Kentucky. You don't think Kentucky's happy to be playing Penn State in a bowl game? Kentucky's pumped about that. Kentucky football doesn't get to bowl games like that very often. Hmm. But, you know, when these other and bowl motivation doesn't count in the playoffs.
No, I mean, that's a totally different animal.
Everybody should be bowl motivated.
Yeah, if you don't show up for that, then there's something wrong with you.
All right, guys. If you don't show up for the 6-year anniversary sale at Texas Star Grill Shop, I don't know what's going on with you. You want to make those memories. Christmas is around the corner. I've already got plans. I smoked a turkey on Thanksgiving, and it was awesome. I think I'm smoking a prime rib for Christmas. It's going to be even awesomer. And if you are not rocking a good grill, now's the time to get your hands on one. Get ready. Get prepped. And if your husband doesn't have a good grill, now's the time to get down to Texas Star Grill Shop and hook him up with one. These Pits and Spits, I think they're the best. I mean, they set the bar in quality with their Texas-style heavy-duty construction and performance that's second to none. When I got mine a little over a year, I guess maybe 2 years ago, there was a waiting list. But no more. They've got some in stock now, so you can grab one. They've got the Traeger Pro 20 wood pellet grills right now. They'll throw in a cover and 2 large bags of pellets for free. They're running out quick, so make sure you get yours before they're sold out. And they just purchased a truckload of Saber infrared gas grills. No flare-ups, perfect meat every time. So they're ready to wheel and deal. They got a lot of them. The Kamado Joe 2 ceramic charcoal grill, it's got the new airlift hinge, sets them apart from the competition. And guys, whatever kind of grill you're looking for, however you like to cook, however often you like to cook, however easy you want it to be, they've got you covered. And they've got outdoor kitchen stuff as well, all sold at discount prices. Save big during the Texas Star Grill Shop anniversary sale. Free delivery and assembly, 59 in Shepherd in Houston or 8905 Luetta Road in Spring. TexasStarGrillShop.com.